Now, moving on to medical matters, it's called the jewel epidemic, and it's, of course, of millions of deaths around the world. In fact, one third of 33 million people living with HIV or AIDS globally are also infected with the bacterium that causes tuberculosis. Now, a new chemical collaboration between TB Alliance and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease AIDS Clinic Trial Group seeks to finally find faster-acting treatments for patients suffering from HIV or TB. Global Alliance for TB Drug Development Clinical Trial Manager Almarie Ace explains.
TB is the main cause of death in HIV-infected patients, so it makes perfect sense for those trying to combat TB and HIV to work together. So this collaboration also reflects the TB Alliance's commitment to work together with the HIV community and the mutual commitment from the HIV team to work together with the TB community to fight the diseases together, and we see this as a very positive step.
Now, TB and AIDS is sometimes called a dual epidemic. So how important then is it that there is a dual approach to treating it?
HIV and TB form a lethal combination, each speeding up the other's progress. So HIV weakens the immune system. Somebody who is HIV positive and infected with TB is many times more likely to become sick with TB than someone infected with TB who is HIV negative. And because TB is the leading cause of death among people with HIV, this is important that we combat the TB and the HIV together.
So what then is REMOX-TB?
REMOX stands for the Rapid Evaluation of Moxifloxacin. It is a global trial that evaluates the potential of moxifloxacin in patients with sensitive TB. Moxifloxacin is a new drug for TB, and the aim of the trial is to reduce the duration of treatment from 6 months to 4 months. The trial is being conducted in South Africa at centres in Durban, the Western Cape, and in centres in and around Johannesburg. Other high-burden African countries participating are Kenya, Tanzania, and Zambia. We also have sites in other countries outside Africa, for example, India, China, Thailand, Malaysia, and Mexico.
So what then is the significance of REMOX-TB?
So the experimental arms are given for 4 months, and the REMOX will determine if the 4 month treatment are as good as the 6 month treatment. If the trial is positive, the registration process for moxifloxacin as a new drug for TB will begin. All patients on the REMOX trial are followed up for 1 year after the completion of treatment to establish if they have been cured. So after the 1 year follow-up of the last patient, the analysis of the data will begin. And then if the outcome is positive, as I said, the registration process for moxifloxacin will begin. And if all goes well, moxifloxacin can be on the market for sensitive TB in 2014.
And that was the Global Alliance for TB Drug Development Clinical Trial Manager Almarie Ace talking to Newsbreak's Genevieve Blanca. Now, moving